Hello, this is Ruined Willow, and you are listening to the Oh, Fuck Yeah with Ruined Willow podcast. I'm Ruined Willow, and I want to welcome you to this episode of my podcast. I'm really excited you're here. On my podcast, I talk about all things related to sex, sexuality, sexual health, erotica. I read mine and others. I do interviews of erotica authors and other people related to sexuality in some shape, way, or form. I do sex toy reviews. I talk about sex in a positive way, sex positive always, and non-judgmental. So if you're under 18, it's time to leave the podcast now because this is not for you. This is adult content only. So for those of us who are adults, oh yeah, fuck yeah, uh-huh, let's go, huh? Let's do it. Today, I have a little sexy story called Nighttime Passion, His and Her Sleep Fucking. You've heard of sleepwalking before, right? This is sleep fucking. And this story originated because a fan, a follower on Twitter, approached me in DMs and said, I have some ideas for you to write stories about. Well, this is what happens with him and his wife. He will, instead of sleepwalking, he'll start making love to his wife while he's asleep. No lie. And his wife usually thinks that he's awake, but he'll wake up during the sex. And he'll actually have been sleeping for part of the time they're having sex. And what an amazing thing. I mean, and it's not completely out of the realm of possibility, right? People walk around in their sleep. They do things in their sleep. They go to the bathroom in their sleep. When I was a child, I did some sleepwalking. And one time I was sleeping over at my grandma's house and she said she saw me go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Well, I woke up with no pajamas on and I was a child and I was like, I only have underwear on. And I did not remember taking my pajamas off. And I still to this day do not remember doing that. But my grandma said I went to the bathroom and we checked in the bathroom. And sure enough, my pajamas were hanging on the rack. So, you know, they say sleepwalking is a very interesting phenomena and it happens and people don't realize what they're doing. Although everyone says you're safe and you would never do anything against what, you know, you wouldn't go and do something that's against yourself. But maybe on some level, you know what you're doing. And you're following your own way. But anyway, this is how this story began. And he said, he gave me full use of this idea in a story. He told me what happens with him. And I took that idea and I made it into an erotic romance fictional short story. So here we go. Nighttime Passion. His and Her Sleep Fucking. This story can also be found on my website at ruinwillauthor.com, where it is free to read that story as well. Okay, the characters in this story are Dan and Carissa. Dan and Carissa, a longtime couple, enjoy an unusual treat in their sexual lives, one that they both enjoy immensely. Now get ready for their lush nighttime passion. I wake as he grabs at my chest like he's blindfolded, clamping a heavy palm over my right tit and squeezing his fingers down the sides of my breast. I suppress a silent chuckle as I free my hair out from behind my back and plop it on to tumble across my shoulders. He grunts and his breathing is slow but builds, starting to speed up rapidly. I glance at the green glow from the clock. It's 3:15 in the morning. I smirk. Here we go again. I flick on the tiny battery-operated tea light next to my glass of water to give the room a bit of light. I giggle and spread my legs to give him easy access to me as he bungles his body over mine like a rhino mounting a stealthy lioness. I'm sure we must look like a damn cartoon. I bite my lower lip to keep my laugh from bursting out loud as he finally settles himself between my legs. I fumble for the jar of coconut oil on my dresser beside my bed so I can slather his cock with oil as his lounge pants are already off. Did he sleep naked or strip while asleep? This jar actually smells like coconut. Might not even go back to the unscented. Yummy. I inhale the sweet, thick scent and sigh. I swipe the dollop all over his shaft and cock head. He moans.
Yes, that be it.
I whisper, hey, Dan. Babe, you horny? My pussy wets as he grabs wildly between my legs, his fingers roughly grazing my labia, lips, and clit, causing her to ooze wetness. He's silent again, kneeling as he's heavy-handedly groping my sides up to my boobs and back down to my hips like he's frisking me. I align myself under him more properly as he hovers above me. As he rises fully over me, I can slip my shorts off. I toss them to the floor. His mouth mounts my nipple, and desperately, like he's starving, he tries to suck me erect through the fabric. I stifle another giggle as I flick my hair off my chest. This must be like sucking a dick with a condom on. Bring on the comedy. He moans as he mouths the fabric, but I dare not touch him. I smile as I pull up my tank top, but my tit is trapped because his mouth is clamped over it tight, so I'm not getting it off anytime soon. He sucks harder on my nipple and I bite my lip so I don't burst a gut laughing. I reach down for a grope of his cock, and he's fully hard and erect. Your sleep boners are the best, baby. He releases my shirt-covered nipple and hovers above my breast, breathing heavily, so I quickly slip off my tank top. I scoop out a bit more coconut oil and slather it across my clit. I take a few strokes of his cock while my hand is down there. He groans. Deliciously groans, moving stiffly as Frankenstein as I rub the oil on his shaft up and down, catching pre-cum off the tip with my fingers and dragging it down to the base. I stretch down to wipe some across his balls. He lets out a few grunts and thrusts wildly in the air above me. Damn, it's times like this I wish I had the video camera going. He suckles at my tit again, now bare, so it flares erect instantly in his hot, moving mouth. He rubs his cock on my belly as he murmurs, He raises up on his elbows above my face, his hair atop his head flopping as he moves coarsely. In the dim light, I can see his goatee spiking out of his face in many tiny spokes all over his chin and upper lip. He definitely needs a clean-up trim. On the agenda today now. The full moon snaking through the curtains gives me just enough light to confirm his eyes are indeed still shut, but they pop open as if I pressed a button.
Fuck you, baby. I'm going to make you come. I'm going to hold you down as you leak out all over my cock. Wet me.
He mutters it, sing-song-like, but in kind of a monotone drone, his eyes now open, but still sleep-shrouded. I smile and stroke his cock again. Yes, baby, fuck me. Make me come, I whisper so I don't wake him.
Yesterday,
Oh, so delicious. The sheets had fallen off of him, and I had seen his hard cock curved, just barely curving to the right under the blue fabric of his boxer briefs. I had taken the liberty of removing them to give him head while he slept. I so love giving him head while he's asleep. Fuck! He had moaned and groaned, heavy as fuck sleeper as he is, and never woke as I rubbed his cock head at my bare pussy lips and slid down to sit on him. I rode him for 10 minutes before he woke up. His eyes had popped aware just as I came. Then he flipped me to doggy, and after a minute of ramming himself into me, he had come. Blessed man that he is. He's groggy now, moving in chunky motions as he starts to thrust blindly in the air, his brown hair flopping as he unwieldy gyrates. I spread my legs further to help as his sleepy limbs stagger, seemingly too heavy to move with any sort of elegance. In the near darkness, I can hear the fan in our son's room humming away, which gives me comfort.
"Pound you,"
he murmurs. "Yes, baby," I whisper back, not daring to touch his face as I chuckle. "You move like Frankenstein when you're sleep-fucking me." I say in the lowest possible whisper. Again, I ponder, should I wake him? Nah, just let him wake naturally, like always. He sure loves the surprise, though, waking while thrusting his cock into me. Jeez, it's a fucking magical phenomenon, really. He stabs his cock at my wet pussy like a clueless teenager, ineptly jabbing at me from too far to the right of my vagina, where my thigh starts. I clap my hand around his shaft and lead him into my proper hole. "Let me help you here, baby." I try to kiss his chin, but he jerks his head upward with a grunt. He moans. He slides into me so fast and smooth. I gasp. He groans. I grab his shoulders as he begins to thrust faster into me. Yes. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me. Yes. I murmur as I finally allow myself to touch his biceps. My nipples flare their peaks as he rubs his hard shaft along my labia with each penetrating stroke. My boobs are jogging along to his thrust as his already open eyes click to awareness. Ah, there you are. I say, giggling.
Oh, sweets,
he says a bit too loud for comfort as he slows his thrusting. I glance at the door, wishing I had gotten up to lock it.
I'm sleep-fucking you again,
he says in a much quieter voice.
And, you feel amazing.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're a man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped. And I'm not complaining one bit, babe. You can sleep fuck me every damn night. Just wake up at some point so you can also give my clit a suck. I grin sheepishly in the dark, sure that he can hear that in my tone.
Oh, I'll give your clit a suck, all right.
He immediately pulls himself out of me and crawls backward.
Damn, such a way to wake up. Fuck, yeah.
He snickers.
I must dream of fucking you and then just start.
Oh, you won't ever hear me complaining. You know that.
Indeed I do. I'm a lucky man.
He says as he nuzzles his cheek against my inner thigh.
Thanks for shaving again. Your skin smells awesome.
Welcome. Your wish is my command with hair down there. As always, on my head, I pick. On my pussy, you pick.
Again, I'm a lucky man.
He says through a chuckle. He clears his throat. He slides his face fully between my legs as I spread wide open for him, his overgrown goatee scraping my labia, titillating me with promises. He dives at my pussy open mouth as I moan out my happiness. Fuck. You are so good to me. Oh, I sigh, and I rather like yours double. I moan. As he nudges his little pokey chin hairs at my vaginal opening, that little prickle roughness gives my clit a jolt.
Midnight snack,
he whispers as he momentarily takes his mouth off my clit. It's 3. He nibbles my labia lips and I screech out as quietly as I can stifle. His teeth eliciting a generous clit twitch and my gasp.
Okay, 3 o'clock then, smartass.
He devours my clit and pulls her bits into his mouth as I try not to yell out too loudly again. Don't need any kid visitors while Dad has his face rammed up my pussy. My grin falls into a moan. Damn. Fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I puff out rapid breaths as he shoves 2 fingers inside me while sucking my clitoris. I claw at my thighs. I pant as he works his mouth on me, his free hand squeezing my thigh hard like he's kneading pizza dough, making me cringe while I massively delight in his touch. I'm gonna need that hard cock of yours in me real soon. I thrash my head back and forth across the pillow, soaking up its softness. He comes off my clit to say,
"Nope."
He nuzzles my pussy with his goatee, making me squeal too loudly.
Making you come first, sweet baby Carissa. Then I roast your pussy. Use your hole to make me come.
Sounds damn good to me. I murmur as I squirm my torso about, grab at my tits. His words send shoots of lust through me as I grab at his hair and squeeze his head.
Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I said that really loud. I'm climbing my orgasm fast to the very top. I squeeze the mattress on either side of me. Damn. I feel the corner of the fitted sheet pop off the mattress. Fuck. Oh, well, who cares right now, right? I moan, then fall silent as the climax engrips me, tangles me. My legs bend, as do my arms. My body convulses as he pins my thighs to the bed with his arms, multiple contractions originating and radiating out from my pelvis in undulating waves. Too intense to count how many. I squirm away from his mouth. My shoulders curl as I rise off the bed.
Oh, shit. I need a break. I need a break.
I murmur.
Too intense.
I try to scoot backward, but he's got me pinned beneath him still. He squeezes my thighs to his head before murmuring,
You taste amazing. So sweet.
He pulls my sensitive clit into his mouth with his lips, brandishing his tongue over it as I stifle a scream. I push on his forehead and he comes off me chuckling.
I want to give you another. You know, if I stay on your clit, next one will be huge.
I whimper and smile through my words. Yes, but fuck, it's so sensitive. It's almost like agony.
I'm jealous of you women. I come and I'm done for a bit. I want to be a woman for just one fuck session, just to see what you feel.
Well, same here. You come every time, no matter what. Men are lucky too. He nods.
True that.
He crawls up to hover above me.
But still, I want to experience it.
I rub my breast, sliding over my still erect nipples. It's amazing being a woman. Of course, we've got all those extra nerve endings, but I can't compare as I don't know what men feel. I run my hands over his nipples to harden them. Now just shove your big cock in me and fuck me, will you? I push my hands down his abdomen, point at my pussy. Fuck this pussy.
Yes, ma'am.
In the dim light, I can barely make out how his silly cocky smile beams at me. I grin back. We make eye contact as he tickles the head of his cock along my pussy opening. He dabs it at my clit and I bite my lip.
Yummy,
I say. You gonna fuck me with that thing or what?
You seeming to want to beg,
he says as he raises an eyebrow at me while licking his lower lip.
I'm thinking I'm going to kiss you first.
His eyes twinkle as he leans down and puts his open mouth on mine. We French kiss as our arms encircle each other. He lays on me, his cock and nice cylindrical rod pressing into my tummy. I massage his biceps, then run my hands down his chest, pressing his erect nipples as I let my hands meander his body, traveling his shoulders, biceps, down to his forearms and hands. His tongue probes into my mouth, riding my tongue. I suck as he slowly pulls it out of my mouth. We again join our mouths, each of our lips in a smile, as we devour each other's mouths orally. He lays fully on me with all his weight, pressing my boobs flat. He thrusts his hard cock against my gut. What a tease! I moan out, wanton. I need him inside me. Groping at his shoulders, we sink once again into each other's mouths. He sucks my lower lip in and clamps his lips down on it. My eyes fall half shut as I giggle. Immy, I slur against his suck. He lets my lips slip out of my mouth. He teasingly asks,
Immy? What's Immy?
Shut up! I joke. He sucks my lip back into his mouth as I try hard to get that G out, barely voicing it.
Gimme. You happy?
He releases my lip.
Happy? I'm very happy. I love you.
I can't see the blue of his eyes, but I know it's there. I love you too. We kiss again before he kisses me down along my jawline, traveling my neck to the delicate hollow of my throat.
I love it when you suck me awake, just so you know.
He murmurs into my neck.
I mean, like you did last week.
Oh, I know. You've only told me about 500 times. I actually sucked you while you slept yesterday before I rode you.
Damn, and I missed it.
Oh, you didn't miss it. You thoroughly enjoyed. I squeeze his biceps as he slowly thrusts against my belly. I'll be sure to find your morning wood again then, with my mouth.
Yeah, we can take turns fucking each other awake.
Promise? Forever? My heart flutters soft and sweet as no walls darken our intimacy.
Yes. Always.
He slaps lightly at my tits to jiggle them.
Jiggle, jiggle, toggle, toggle,
he says in his sing-song voice. You are saucy, I declare.
Usually that's you.
What? No. I say, what do you mean? He licks the mounds of my breasts.
Sorry, can't talk now. I'm about to eat tit. I'm going to be too busy with your big pink nipples to talk.
He nuzzles his face against my right breast, flicking his nose at my hard nipple before opening wide to take my whole areola into his mouth. I arch my back as he sucks my nipple. My hands mesh into his hair, caressing his scalp, traveling down the sides of his head to play with his earlobes. I have a hankering to suck one, flick it back and forth with my tongue. He drags his tongue over to my other nipple and mouth molests it as I squirm and arch my back.
Oh, your mouth feels incredible,
I softly murmur as I gyrate, my body moving with him. He allows my nipple to slowly slip out of his mouth, a giant grin growing on his face.
Her big nipples are incredible, and you've given me years to practice to perfect my tit-sucking techniques.
I smile, savoring his words. Even after 15 years of us being together, I say, shaking my head, our gazes lock, and his fuck-me eyes are raging, so I fuck him back while I say, fuck me like a whore, and don't ever stop.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll pound your head into the wall sufficiently. You can count on it.
I laugh. Hope that offer comes with a pillow.
Yeah, no doubt. Or I'll end up giving you a concussion.
He licks me from cleavage to pussy mound and back up in one continuous lick as I shudder with delight. He grabs his cock, wags it up and down along my pussy lips. Yes, please, do enter. I grab my thighs and pull them apart as my urge, spreading my pussy wide open. Fuck this pussy into oblivion. He pushes his cock into me. My pussy swallows it as we both groan out. Our voices fall silent as our heavy breathing and moans take over. He thrusts into me faster and faster, our skin deliciously slapping each other. I reach down and squeeze his thighs, then migrate my hands to press on his ass cheeks to get him as deep into me as possible. He lets out his low man growl as he pounds me on rapid fire. He slows his thrusting.
Got the pillow here?
I nod and reach up to my left where our wedge sex pillow is nestled between my pillow and the dresser.
Good girl.
I'm going to always just keep it here so we can grab it.
Good idea. I fucking love that fuck pillow.
I know you do. I remember buying it online. His love for prone doggy on my mind. I wondered if you'd think I was crazy for buying it.
What? Oh my god. I love it. Gives me your ass so nicely.
He climbs off me so I can flip over. I place the wedge pillow midway down the bed in the middle, and I roll my hips up and over it, making my ass the highest point of my body.
Fuck. I do love how this pillow presents you to me. Your amazing, incredible, luscious ass. Your lush holes.
You mean my big ass? I chuckle as I lay my head down on the bed between my arms.
Yes, your big, delicious ass. The very first thing I noticed on you.
Oh, not this story again. I roll my eyes, but secretly, I love it. Shh, not telling him that. He'll never shut up if I tell him I like it. He caresses my ass and hips as he says,
never seen such a nice ass in my life. Then, bam! There you were walking down the hall by organic chemistry. I about died. Told Matt I'm going to marry that ass. Then you turned around and I saw your amazing brown giant boobs, your killer eyes. You slayed me from the first moment I saw you, Carissa.
So you said, I say in a fake annoyed voice. He firmly grips my hips, digging his fingers into my skin as he squeezes.
Fuck, your ass is still hot as fuck.
Thank you. You know how to make me wetter. He pushes two fingers into my pussy and pumps.
Oh, yes, I do. Damn, you're so wet. Fuck, yes.
He drags his finger up and all over my labia lips, scooting backward. He dips his mouth down to visit at my clit for a few tongue swirls, followed by a clit suck. Oh. I squirm and moan as he plays with my pussy, the feeling ramping me up pretty high up towards my climax already. He pumps his fingers as he licks me all over my crotch, then takes a tongue swipe along my anus. He slaps at my clit with his fingers, making me gasp and groan.
Oh God! Fuck yes!
I whisper as I thrash about, his hand basically tethered to my crotch by his strong grip. He lays his chest on my ass cheeks and rubs back and forth before leaning down to plant kisses along my spine.
Put your cock at me, Dan, please. Fuck me, please. I beg you.
I whimper moan. My pussy literally is screaming to be fucked.
Wet me inside, Dan. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me, please.
You want my cock?
Fuck yes, I do. Please.
He squeezes my hips between his hands and pushes his penis into my vagina, both of us groaning out as he penetrates me.
Oh. Fuck me fast and hard, Dan. Pound me. Waste me.
I'll fuck you, my baby Carissa. My cum slut whore. Take that.
He says, forcefully, with a hard shove into me that makes my ass jiggle. I moan.
Oh, yeah.
And raise my ass up to him as my pussy flares. He thrusts into me so fast and hard my whole body jiggles. I raise up on my elbows and tilt my head back.
Yes, 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 fuck me.
I chant. He gives me a light slap on the ass as he keeps riding me, grunting and groaning. He leans down and reaches beneath me, grabbing for my tits.
Oh, yes, yes.
I say as he mauls my tits and seeks out my right nipple for a pinch. The whole bed is jerking back and forth, the darkness shrouding everything from us but each other.
Use your hole, make you come.
He chants out as I pant and moan. My body starts to curl into the mattress as my clit drives me up the little hill of my climax, only to crash me down into vaginal contractions. The convulsions radiate out from my vagina as that familiar squeeze lushly brings my legs to curl. My vaginal walls clamp down on his cock. My heels jut out as my feet flex. My arms draw closed and veer towards my body as the full strength of my climax finishes, making my clitoris deliciously throb. He pounds and pounds into me with grunts spilling from his mouth. He presses a hand on my lower back for greater pumping leverage and mutters,
"Oh, fuck yes, yeah."
He slows his pumping and I feel slushier inside my vagina. No words are needed as he slows, his pumping gradually until he just stops. He falls to the bed beside me and I snuggle into the hook of his shoulder and arm. I grab the bed sheet and shove it between my legs to soak up all the cum. He grabs a piece of sheet and dabs it around his cock to soak up any loose ejaculate, though most of it is oozing out of me.
So nice, we haven't your tubes dyed now,
he says.
Just cream pie you.
I know, right? No condoms, no pills, nothing. Just raw fucking sex, the way it was intended. I sigh as I snuggle into him as close as I can, draping my left leg over his thigh.
Damn straight.
He kisses the top of my head as I place my hand on his chest.
Now we will both sleep good.
Yes, indeed. I tap my finger on his chest. But if you wake up with morning wood, I might play with you.
Oh, please do. You always have my permission and my wishes.
It's a promise. Okay, that's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed this sexy little story about sleep fucking. Not sleepwalking, sleep fucking. What a fun, sexy thing. And it's a phenomenon that actually happens with people. After I wrote this story, another person reached out to me on Twitter and DMs and told me that he also does this with his partner, that he wakes up and she will be riding him or he will be riding her. And he's asleep for part of the fucking. What an amazing concept. I think it's just amazing that people do this. And I kind of want to have it happen to me. No such luck yet, though. Anyway, thanks for listening to my story. And again, you can find me on social media. Talk to me, comment. I love it. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Pinterest, TikTok. And I'm just starting to be on Tumblr a little bit more. Always you can find me on my website, ruinmellowauthor.com. I have books on Amazon, both books I've written and books I have narrated. And my narrating books are going up and up. I have quite a few coming out this summer. So look for me on Amazon, search Ruin Willow, and you will find my stuff. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you subscribe to my podcast. Give me a comment. Rate me. I would love to hear from you and hear what you think. And I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. And I hope you have a sexy fucking day. Love ya. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to do that spring cleaning. You get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.